Let's take it from the top. Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe, baby. With my people's
Brittany, bitch. It's Brittany. Here's your Hot Off the Wire. Police in Jersey want to talk to Beanie Siegel's sister-in-law about the shooting last week that has him still in the hospital. Now, her minivan was spotted driving away from the scene of the shooting, and a man jumped out of it and ran away. Jeremiah facing disorderly conduct and obstruction charges after an incident at the Newark International Airport. Someone in his entourage tried to force a jetway door open so Jeremiah and his friend could get in, so must have been desperate to catch that flight. Keisha Cole could go to jail because she never submitted paperwork proving she finished an alcohol education class back in 2002 for her DUI. So, hope she doesn't end up behind bars. In other news, looks like Bill Cosby wants to be nice to black people now. Remember back in 2008 when he was ranting about blacks perpetuating stereotypes? He said BET shows us just partying and promiscuous. Well, now he wants his black card back because he told Page Six that, "I only expect the black media to uphold standards of excellence in journalism and go in with a neutral mind." Shaking my head at that one. Beyonce's daddy, Matthew Knowles, has been targeted in the latest round of Sony Pictures' leaked emails. Those emails exposed that Knowles approached Sony about making a biopic about Destiny's Child. Plus, there's more rumors that Lifetime already has a Destiny's Child movie in the works, so please do right by those women. In nasty news, a Playboy model wants six figures to release a sex tape with her and married rapper Wiz Khalifa to Vivid Entertainment, but first, she needs Wiz to sign off. Over the weekend, Kourtney Kardashian gave birth to her third child, a baby boy, and Memphis Bleek got married, and yes, Jay and Bay were in attendance. If you missed The Real Housewives of Atlanta last night, check out my Ratchet Reality Review at therestpartmorningshow.com. And the tops at the box office, Exodus was number one with 24.5 million, and Chris Rock's came in at fourth with 7 million, so make sure you go check that movie out. Tweet me what I missed at 2, like the number 2, Pretty Britty, and at Russ Parr Show. See ya.